Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, November 21st. The star cluster, the Pleiades, has provided a window into the scientific nature of stars through which we've been peering this week. It also presents a great contrast to the solitary nature of our own star, the Sun. Think about the complex gravitational interactions that must take place in a star cluster like the Pleiades. Each star has a different gravitational influence on all the other stars, resulting in complex and changing motions. However, as much as gravity appears to bind them together, all of these interactions will lead to their inevitable dispersal through their region of the galaxy. Using computer models to help with these complex calculations, astronomers estimate the Seven Sisters likely formed from an area similar to the Orion Nebula, a bright area of glowing gases below Orion's belt, known to be a stellar nursery of sorts. Already, these stars are expanding away from each other as the conflicting gravitational pulls send various members into different orbits, some of which go beyond the star cluster. Running the calculations into the future, it appears the Pleiades, slowly moving in the direction of Orion, will fully disperse in about 250 million years. The crescent moon and Mars take the celestial stage next week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.